Welcome to the EFM Morning Brief. We hope it's a quick, interesting, entertaining way for you to get up to speed. What's going on in the market? What's the latest news? What's the buzz out there? Maybe it's while you're having your first currywurst on a Saturday morning. Who knows? We're not here to judge. My name is Wendy Mitchell. I'm a journalist and film festival consultant, and I'm really happy to be your host for these morning briefings. Today, I'm joined by Manori Ravindran, who is Variety's Executive Editor of International and Senior Writer. Manori, great to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Wendy. It's great to chat with you.
Yes, and we were saying, you know, we were some of those few people here last year, and it was a lot different. So how buzzy does it feel? How busy does it feel just out and about?
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, what a difference a year makes. I mean, it really is kind of shocking when you think about sort of the kind of like ghost town atmosphere. Maybe that sounds a little harsh, but truly, you know, last year when we were here, it was, you know, a lot of Germans even hadn't really come out because of, you know, concerns about the COVID situation. And so, you know, just to kind of lose that audience, but, you know, to have everybody back, to have the COVID buses gone, you know, the streets are open again, and things are just easy, you know, getting around this festival is easy. It's, you know, it's always been very, very organized, and it continues to be this way. The films are great. You know, people are excited about the movies that they're seeing. They're creating buzz. You're creating headlines, which is something that we always like to see. It just feels like a very different vibe, very different festival.
I'm so glad that COVID bus isn't here anymore, but everybody do stay safe out there. I read your story about She Came to Me, the opening film that has pretty much sold out around the world. Are we seeing lots of good deals, or is it for special films like that?
It is, actually. I mean, it's quite interesting, that film. It's wonderful to see a very strong opener from Berlin. I feel like it's been a few years since we've seen that. It's a very, very special film. Rebecca Miller, obviously, very well known for Maggie's Plan, Private Lives of Pippa Lee. She's just back in full force. It's a, you know, Anne Hathaway was here, Peter Dinklage, the cast really came out, and you could just tell people really love her. What's interesting to me about that is that it's sold out internationally, but obviously not North America yet. You know, buyers are still screening it. I'm tracking it just to see what happens with that project. But I don't think it'll be long before we see a deal for that. And, you know, it goes to show. I mean, Rebecca, when I was talking with her, I saw this film a few weeks ago. It was interesting how she said that it's difficult to make these sort of personal, you know, kind of small, like people talking in a room kind of movies, you know. And I think for that reason, that's why we've seen her kind of up the ante a little bit, even within that genre. Like, we've got the opera and we've got a tugboat captain, and it's pretty like kind of wild and wonderful, right? So I think that that's a way for her to kind of, you know, really justify this film maybe selling to a theatrical distributor, right? Which is, I know, certainly what she wants. But yeah, I just think it's a lovely project. And I think that we haven't really seen any other deals, I would say, in terms of nothing has been announced. But that is not surprising for these markets these days. You know, it's all, you know, a lot of the last few markets and, you know, the last couple of years, it's always just been very slow, quiet first 4 or 5 days, and then you still slowly start to see a few deals, you know, towards the end. And then, of course, you know, down the line, I mean, ultimately, these deals don't just happen within the festival dates anymore. It's kind of, you know, it's constantly within at any given time, really. I think those days of just seeing a frenzy of activity at one festival or market are gone.
Yeah. And, you know, let's be honest, for us in the trades, there'll probably be deals signed in the next few weeks after Berlin that will be announced in Cannes. For us to write about then. But we know people are laying the groundwork for those kind of deals, talks about new films here during this week. The Martin Gropius Bau feels pretty busy, which I think is a good sign.
Yeah, it feels very, very busy. I just remember kind of popping my head in last year, and it was just the saddest thing I've ever seen in the world. I mean, it was just really, you know, just empty concrete space. As beautiful as that building is. But yeah, this year it's just, you go, I just went in there. I was there this afternoon, and people are just everywhere. Everywhere I look, I see someone I know. It's really exciting. But yeah, I think it'll be kind of like the kinds of people who are picking up these films as well are different. The market has changed. I think for the streamers, you know, there's more accountability to Wall Street now. So they are changing their tack, I think, especially when it comes to film, right? A lot of film strategy is changing. So, you know, I think that's probably why we don't see those big kind of worldwide deals necessarily. Ultimately, the international market, you know, people have, I think, a lot of certain agencies, sales agents have realized how important you know, the international is and how lucrative that can be as well. So, you know, and those aren't necessarily the big sexy announcements, but that those are key deals that are happening in the background. So it's really important.
Yeah, kind of slow and steady that you might get a few dozen deals coming in the next few weeks. And it's not one big headline, but it's several headlines. And that can be a sign of healthiness as well. Other than deals, what do you think the industry is really talking about right now? What would you say some of the key points maybe you're hearing in the corridors of power here in Berlin?
The corridors of power? I mean, I think that, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty as to what's happening in the US and the knock-on effect of, you know, who's got money to buy movies and to fund movies and, you know, still very, very high production costs for you know, for production because of COVID and inflation. And it's, you know, it's costly to get these projects off the ground. And so I think on a lot of fronts, people are just being very, very, you know, very judicious, very careful. There's a caution that we haven't, you know, necessarily seen for the last few years. And so I think people are just nervous. There's a lot of consolidation that we're seeing shake out now. We look at something like Showtime, which used to be, you know, I love Showtime and their documentaries have always been fantastic. What's like, you know, that's gone now. Those people are gone. That division is gone. And it's very, very sad. So I think we're just at a really interesting juncture where we're going to see, I think in the next year, a lot of these brands just, you know, consolidate, maybe go away. And it's confusing too, I think, because the people change, right? Constantly the people are changing. It's like this revolving, it's like this musical chairs. And it's hard because your main contacts go away. There's someone new that comes in and it's, I think it's been difficult for people to really know. And of course, that's the US, but it you know, it impacts international hugely. So yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how that shakes out.
Yeah, I think that's another reason people are so glad to be back in person here in Berlin, is to reconnect with people who may have moved jobs or maybe moving jobs soon. And, you know, just reestablishing those personal connections that are so valuable. I was wondering if you probably don't have time to attend many of the talks and panels, but are there some you're looking forward to in the coming days?
Yes. I mean, the EFM always does a wonderful job in terms of, you know, in terms of programming. And I believe we have a documentary session that we are ourselves doing, which is very, very exciting with CPH. And then we have, other things that I'm interested in. I see there's a big focus on diversity and representation and inclusion this year at through EFM, which is really trying to spearhead that piece of work for Europe, which is very important and has kind of been missing, I think. So some really nice sessions there. Some sessions, I believe, about sustainability for producers too, which is extremely important and is definitely not talked about enough. I think it's just always a very robust industry program, isn't it, out of the EFM? And
it really feels maybe more forward thinking or really trying to come up with solutions. And I'm proud to be a part of it. And what about films, Minori? You mentioned you've seen the Rebecca Miller film because you did an interview with her, but are there sort of must watch films on your list?
Must watch films. Yes. I mean, I must say, I have to also kind of preface this by saying I have to leave very early on Sunday for the BAFTA Awards. So I have been, sadly, I'm limited in my time here, but I have seen a number of films before coming. I loved She Came to Me. I also really loved Blackberry, actually. And maybe I'm a little biased because I'm Canadian, but you know, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a global thing, right? Everybody had a BlackBerry. I mean, I personally didn't. I was a little young, but my dad had like the first BlackBerry and he was very, obsessed with that. That caused some friction in our household. It's just really interesting to see the, the rise and fall of that company being told, like, I think it's the lens through of Matt Johnson, who's just this creative genius and a very, very exciting new voice out of Canada. It's lovely to see that film. It's already sold. Like, Paramount has it internationally. IFC has it for North America, for the US and Elevation in Canada. That's wonderful. So Blackberry is something that I hope people see and enjoy. I think Femme is a very exciting project too, with George Mackay, and Nathan as well. Like it's a really, just to see that sort of thriller genre, being again a change of lens there with queer filmmakers and really trying to send a different kind of message. I think it's really beautifully done, so I really enjoyed that too.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that because I didn't know much about the film and I try to keep on top of new British cinema and I have a ticket to see it in coming days and now I'm really looking forward to it. It's got the Minori seal of approval. Minori, we thank you so much for joining us. We know how busy Berlin is for you. Have a great rest of the market. Enjoy the BAFTAs. We'll be missing you here. And thanks again for taking some time to talk to us at the EFM Morning Brief.
Thank you so much, Wendy. You rule. Take care.
So there's lots on at the EFM today. At 2 o'clock, if you're not sick of the sound of this voice, I'm going to be hosting a session in partnership with EFM and Screen International. And it's looking at producers who are embracing new horizons, really forward thinkers. Maybe that's film producers who are moving into episodic work, or maybe thinking of doing podcasts or doing their own distribution or just other ways of evolving. And we've got three amazing speakers on that. It's Christine Vachon, Roman Paul, and Maria Eckerhoft. And I hope to see some of you there. At 3:15, the session is Curating the Future Towards Programming Equity. And this is looking at the future of film curation with more accountability, including new curatorial initiatives like the Programmers of Color Collective. The audience is also going to be invited to help design more ethical and culturally abundant film curation of the future. I think that's going to be a very important one. At 5 p.m., there's a documentary talk. I love the title, which is Are Documentary Filmmakers Good People? Well, I think they are, mostly. But the session's going to look at what a truly decolonized, anti-racist, queer, feminist documentary industry could look like if people weren't so obsessed with being labeled good or righteous. So that's a really interesting topic. All three of those are at the new Documentation Center. A reminder, that's at Stresemannstrasse 90, a 4-minute walk from the Martin Gropius Bau, 3 minutes if you're very tall or very quick. And after a day of such top thinking, inspiring each other, you've earned a drink. So all market badge holders are invited to happy hour, 6 to 7 p.m. at Cafe Connect. That's also at the Documentation Center. It's co-hosted by Doc Alliance. And, that's why we come to film festivals. Go mingle in person. Again, the happy hour's 6 to 7 in the Cafe Connect at Documentation Center. And just to mention, if you're going to the Documentation Center and you're wondering what this new building is all about and the permanent exhibit, you can get a free guided tour on Monday. If you go to the EFM website and look under venues, you can sign up for that. Thanks so much again to Minori for joining us today. And thanks to all of you who are listening. And we'll see you again tomorrow morning for the EFM Morning Brief.